pill that could change everything about how we treat obesity. The FDA just said yes, and the implications are enormous. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today, we've got four stories that show science at its most creative. From a weight loss breakthrough to wildflowers that literally evolved their way out of extinction.
Plus, hedgehogs with superhero hearing and a lab accident that could make medicine greener forever.
It's a good one. Let's get into it.
Here's one that landed on Friday, and it's a big deal. The FDA has approved an oral version of Wegovy for obesity treatment. That's semaglutide, the same drug that's been transforming weight management, but now in pill form. Now, if you've been following the GLP-1 story, you'll know these medications have shown remarkable results. Average weight loss of 15 to 20% when combined with lifestyle changes. But until now, that meant injections. And for a lot of people, that's a hard no.
And the access angle here is huge, Rory. This oral version comes with the lowest self-pay pricing in the entire GLP-1 class. When you consider that many insurance plans still don't cover weight management drugs, that pricing piece matters enormously.
It really does. Obesity affects over 42% of American adults. It's connected to diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancers. Having an effective treatment that more people can actually access, that shifts the picture for millions.
And let's be honest about the needle barrier. It's not just phobia, it's the practicality. Carrying injectable medications, storing them properly, injection site reactions. A pill removes all of that.
No, we should note that direct comparisons between the oral and injectable versions aren't fully detailed yet, and GI side effects common to this drug class may still occur. But the fact that this is available for prescription right now is a genuine milestone.
And it happened fast. The approval came off the back of positive phase 3 trial results. For a condition that's been undertreated for decades, that pace says something about how seriously this is being taken.
You know what strikes me? We went from, there's nothing we can really do, to multiple effective options in just a few years.
The science moved fast. Now the access has to catch up. Speaking of science catching up to nature, 90%. That's how far scarlet monkey flower populations crashed during California's mega drought, the worst drought in 1,200 years. Most scientists expected extinction, but what happened instead is one of the most extraordinary survival stories I've come across. Over 8 years, a research team tracked 55 populations of these wildflowers across California, and what they documented was something called evolutionary rescue. These plants didn't just tough it out, they genetically evolved to survive conditions that should have been fatal.
Wait, so this isn't just adaptation? This is actual genetic change?
Actual genetic evolution within a single generation timescale. It's the first time this has been confirmed in wild plant populations. And the key finding is fascinating. The populations that survived were the ones with the greatest genetic diversity. More genetic variation meant a better chance of producing drought-resistant variants.
So genetic diversity isn't just nice to have. It's survival insurance.
Exactly. And that has massive implications for conservation strategy. Protecting genetic diversity might be just as important as protecting habitat. As one researcher put it, they're watching species fight back at the genetic level, but only those with enough genetic ammunition can win that fight. Now, this was one species under specific conditions. It doesn't mean every plant or animal can evolve its way out of trouble, but it's the first hard evidence that some species can keep pace with climate change, and that changes how we think about conservation.
Nature really doesn't give up easily, does it?
Not when it has options. That's the lesson. Keep the options open.
2,000 pounds. That's roughly what a basic LED lamp costs. And it might just have kicked off a revolution in how we make medicine. Here's how. At the University of Cambridge, a research team was studying a type of chemical reaction. a control experiment failed completely. But in that failure, they spotted something extraordinary. LED light could do the job of toxic chemicals in modifying drug molecules.
From a failed experiment? I love that. So what does it actually mean for drug manufacturing?
It means you can make precise changes to complex medicines late in development, under mild conditions, without the harsh solvents and extreme temperatures that traditional methods require. That's huge, because late-stage modification is one of the trickiest parts of pharmaceutical development.
And the environmental angle is significant. Pharmaceutical manufacturing generates an enormous amount of chemical waste. If you can replace toxic reagents with LED light, you're cutting the environmental footprint dramatically.
The team themselves said it perfectly. They were trying to understand why certain reactions didn't work. And in doing so, they find a better way to make them work entirely. It hasn't been tested across all molecule types yet, and scaling to industrial production is still ahead. But the principle is proven, and it's elegant.
A discovery born from curiosity and a willingness to look closely at failure. That's how science is supposed to work. 1 in 3, in some populations, that's how many hedgehogs are killed by road traffic. And with numbers already down 50% since 2000, every loss counts. But Oxford University has just uncovered something that could change the odds. It turns out hedgehogs can hear ultrasonic frequencies up to 85 kilohertz. That's far higher than anyone knew. And it's the first time ultrasonic hearing has been documented in European hedgehogs.
And that immediately suggests a practical solution, doesn't it?
It does. Ultrasonic repellent devices along roads, they'd operate above human hearing range, so no noise disturbance, but right in the hedgehog's newly discovered sweet spot. Early testing suggests they could create acoustic barriers that steer hedgehogs away from dangerous crossings.
What I find brilliant about this is it's conservation science with an immediate application, not just documenting a decline, but handing over a tool to actually intervene.
There's still work to do. Hearing the sound doesn't guarantee avoidance behavior. Field testing in real conditions is next, and they need to make sure there are no unintended effects on other wildlife. But the principle is sound, literally.
Did you just?
I did. Moving on.
Time for our rapid fire round. Here are this week's numbers that matter.
1,200 gigawatts, that's how much wind and solar capacity China added in 2024, more than twice the rest of the world combined. And their 2030 targets? Already hit, 6 years early.
50 gigawatts, that's the record-breaking renewable capacity the United States added in 2025, pushing total electricity generation to an all-time high of 4,430 terawatt hours.
9.5 billion euros. 10 European nations have signed the Hamburg Declaration, committing to 100 gigawatts of offshore wind in the North Sea by 2050, enough to power 143 million homes.
79%. That's the proportion of Parkinson's patients who chose to continue treatment with GT. 02287. A new drug that doesn't just manage symptoms. It actually reverses toxic protein buildup in the brain. Early days, but those are encouraging numbers.
And finally, 56. That's the number of patients now enrolled in the world's first fully implanted cochlear implant trial. No external hardware, no visible devices, just hearing. Envoy Medical completed enrollment on March 11th, and FDA approval could come within 2 years.
That's your Brightside Daily for Sunday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, share this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And for full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Wildflowers rewriting their own DNA, hedgehogs with secret hearing, and a lab accident that might just save the planet one pill at a time. Not a bad Sunday.
Not bad at all. Until next time, take care of yourselves.
And each other. See you tomorrow.